A quick mention of a winter weather advisory continuing until 6 o'clock this evening, but that's looking way too far ahead. I'd like to focus right now on the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation, and with me on the phone today is the president of that wonderful organization, Tom Heffron. Tom, good morning and welcome again to WBEV.
Yes, good morning there, everybody. Glad that you're up and going with the even with the snow, and I have you on speaker. Is that okay?
Sure, you sound fine, Tom. Anything that's more that's comfortable for you on your end, it goes. It's good with me.
People have always said that I look better. I have the face for a radio, so this is good.
Well, you're my twin brother.
Yeah.
So we fit in the same category. I want to ask you a question. I was telling you about this before we went on the air. What is the Beaver Dam? And I'm going to underline the word area. Community Foundation. What do you mean by Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation?
Okay, so even though our name starts with Beaver Dam, we did add the area because it's actually all of Dodge County that we serve, both for giving out grants as well as setting up funds that people would like to set up for themselves or their family or their businesses or their municipalities. So it's all of Dodge County.
Your offices actually are up in Fond du Lac, correct?
Yeah, we are actually a regional affiliate of Fond du Lac Area Foundation. We're actually almost 6 years old now. It doesn't seem like 6 years, but we're almost 6 years old. And Patrick Lutz and myself were the co-founders of this 6 years ago. But one of the things that we did do is we still wanted to be volunteers and get this thing built up, but we knew that we needed professional expertise, and so that's why we approached the Fond du Lac Area Foundation. They have 6 professional staff, so they take care of the accounting and the marketing and give us guidance on a regular basis. And so we're part of the Fond du Lac Area Foundation. We are a 501c3. We use their entity. We are all of Dodge County.
Tom, you mentioned that you're one of the co-founders of the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation. Tell me a little bit about that early history, your involvement. Tell us the story.
Okay. Patrick Lutz and myself. Patrick, many people know him from the theater or as the past tech ed teacher at Beaver Dam High School. We've been close friends for many years. And about 6-7 years ago, we were having breakfast at a couple of the local restaurants here. And we said, you know, it's really time. We both are retired. And we said, it's time to set up something that Beaver Dam and Dodge County can contribute to on a long-term basis to really help all the different nonprofits in Dodge County. We also wanted to make sure that it was something that was going to be long-term, that no matter what happens or no matter who's around, it will continue. And so I had some experience before with community foundations, and I said, well, let's see if Dodge County is ready for a community foundation. There's always been extremely generous people, as you know, in both Beaver Dam and Dodge County. The major fundraisers in the past have especially been for buildings, if you will, whether it's churches or the hospital or the theater or whatever. Tremendous, absolutely tremendous. And we also knew that Beaver Dam and Dodge County have always been extremely generous communities and people over the many years, especially for our size population. No, we're not that big, if you will, as far as population. But it's always been extremely generous. And so then we, Patrick and I then said, well, let's try a community foundation, see if it'll catch on. We knew that the beginning of the foundation would be much more Beaver Dam central for both funds as donations as well as setting up funds for people. But we also wanted to make sure that we served all of Dodge County. So that's how it started. We have an advisory committee. We have 21 people throughout the county on our advisory committee, which is kind of a large group. What happened, though, is that we only meet 4 times a year with the advisory committee. But what happened is that everybody that we asked said yes to being a committee member, and we weren't expecting that. See, so that's a wonderful thing. And so that's kind of a history of it. And then since then, we've been kind of building this up every year. And now we're close to 90 different funds, and we've given out about $250,000 worth of grants to Dodge County nonprofits. And we've also helped a lot of different organizations set up their own funds.
I'd love to give you an opportunity. We'll chat about some of those specifics. But I know that I wanted to make sure we got out here early in the Party Line interview something that is ongoing and can be potentially very significant to nonprofits around the area. You're currently taking applications for funds. Why don't you tell our listeners, prospective groups in the area, what that is all about, how to go about applying for funds through the foundation?
Okay, we have two grant cycles, one in the spring and one in the fall. Our spring one we just opened up. It's on our portal, which is also run through Fond du Lac Area Foundation. People can go to Beaver Dam ACF, which stands for Area Community Foundation.com. That's again Beaver Dam ACF.com, and there's a link there that people then can apply for our grants. And the grants are from $500 to $2,500. People have from February 3rd to March 3rd this time to make the application. They have to be a 501c3 nonprofit that is serving Dodge County. Now, the vast majority of them are located in Dodge County, but we also have some, as you know, that their offices could be in Watertown or could be in Columbus or could be in Fond du Lac, but they are serving Dodge County. But as long as they're a 501c3 nonprofit serving Dodge County and our children and families, they are eligible to apply.
Last year, Tom, how many different 501c3s, how many different nonprofits were granted the amounts you mentioned, 500, I think 2,500? How many different groups benefited from the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation last year?
Over the course of the last almost 6 years, we've given out about $250,000 total. And the total number of Dodge County nonprofits are 78, which is tremendous. Actually, it's exactly what we wanted to happen. There's lots of different great needs out there, whether it's food pantries or group homes or different organizations that serve Dodge County. And again, it's usually from $500 to $2,500 that they apply for. In the fall was our largest grant cycle, and that was we had $106,000 worth of requests from 51 different Dodge County nonprofits, and we ended up giving out $55,500 total to 46 of the applicants. So we continue to grow. We continue to see wonderful donations from business and industry, as well as from families. We're also, as you know, part of the wonderful Good Karma Brands Children's Radiothon. And that all helps put into a grant fund that we have, and then we give out the money. We also have a tremendous partnership with the National Exchange Bank, and they give us money toward the grant cycle as well. So we don't fund everybody at the top dollar amount, but we go through all of them and we try to give out as much money as we can, because there's so many great needs out there by the nonprofits.
And so many great groups addressing those needs. 78 different entities have benefited from funding through the BD ACF.
That's correct.
Wow.
And, a lot of them, a lot of them are 500 or 1,000 or 1,500, and to many of the organizations, this is a big deal. you know, you may not think it is, but some of these organizations, they all do wonderful work, and we check them out to make sure that they are a 501c3 nonprofit. But they all do wonderful work, and so for many of the organizations that are $10,000 to $15,000 is their total organization, and they're mainly run by volunteers. You know, $1,000 for a freezer or for fishing rods or whatever the case may be for children or playground equipment, that is a very big deal.
Tom, do the groups that benefit from the funding through the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation, do those organizations sort of rotate a little bit, or many of them are every spring and every fall? How does that work?
Well, they are eligible. All Dodge County nonprofits are eligible to apply twice a year, and some of them do. Okay. Mm-hmm. Example are some of the food pantries, okay, or Marsh Haven Nature Center. Or Mayville Open Door, those type of places, or Bowles Heavenly Clubhouse. They normally apply twice a year, but then we have a lot of them that apply just once, and then they don't apply for a few years, and then they come back in the next couple of years and they do apply. But they are eligible, and we review them all. We go strictly on what is applied for this grant cycle, each grant cycle, I should say. We kind of determine what the greatest needs are, and then here's how much money that we have that people have contributed, and that's what we do.
You said you were, I think I heard you say you had been involved in some community foundation work maybe before this. Did I hear you correctly when you said that, Tom?
I was born and raised here in Beaver Dam, but part of the time we were in Illinois, and I was an executive director of a rehabilitation facility similar to Green Valley Enterprises. And there we had a small foundation, and we also worked with a couple of local foundations. The nice thing about also about Dodge County and Beaver Dam here is that there are a few tremendous family foundations that have, you know, made contributions to different nonprofits for many years, okay? And they'll continue. I did have some experience with that. And then I was an educator myself and with the technical college system. And the technical college always has different individual foundations as well.
The question I wanted to ask you, and just to give our listeners a sense that you've got a little bit of background in this, 78 different organizations, $250,000, this sounds like a relatively big deal that we have here in Dodge County.
Well, it is. It's growing faster than we thought, but that's really contributed to the wonderful people and the wonderful organizations that contribute to our grant fund that we give out directly. So we're at the stage that we raise or get contributions of about $100,000 a year, and then between the two grant cycles, we usually give out at least $100,000 a year. So, yeah, it's a big deal, and I can tell you that the money that we give out for the grants is even more important now to these nonprofits. Because they, you know, some of their funding is being cut or on hold or whatever, and then they really do depend on much more local contributions.
Okay. Tom Heffron, the president of the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation, is my guest by phone on Party Line this morning. I need to take a brief time out. We have a few commercial messages we need to share with the listeners, Tom. Fill up your cup of coffee. We'll be back speaking with Tom Heffron, and we'll have more about the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation in just 2.5 minutes. On the phone with me for our Party Line interview this morning is Tom Heffron, president of the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation. I would like to mention to our listeners, if you have a question or comment you'd like me to pass along to Tom, our talk and text line is available to you, 920 888-787-9595. Tom, we've been talking quite a bit about the funding that goes out to these community organizations across Dodge County. How about we discuss for a few minutes the input? What could people in the Dodge County listening area do to benefit you, to benefit the foundation? Is it contributing funds? Are there other ways that people can be involved?
Well, first of all, yes, they can contribute funds. Our website, again, is beaverdamacf.com, or they can also contact me to set up a contribution. That's my email address is bdtoyman, T-O-Y-M-A-N, since I have 20 rooms of toys, bdtoyman@gmail.com. And my phone number is 920-763-2618. They can also certainly contribute through the wonderful Children's Radiothon, the Karma Radiothon. So they can contact me. We also have a post office box. That's Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation, Post Office Box 721, Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, 53916. So sometimes we get contributions sent there.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that they could do is another thing that the foundation does is we help families or organizations set up their own funds that people then can contribute directly to them. So families can set up, they can contribute cash or stocks or bonds or equities or whatever to set up their own family funds. And then if they go on our website, which again is beaverdamacf.com, there is a link there to the 90 different funds that we have. Many of the funds that we have that have been set up have been for the agencies. Whether it's PAVE or the city of Beaver Dam has many different funds with us. If people want to contribute to the Swan Park or the canine unit or the Beaver Dam Fire Department cadet program or other type or the Rotary Holiday Lights, all that is set up by funds through the foundation. So then people can contribute directly to our post office box, 721 Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, and then designate their donation to one or more of the particular funds. We have many people though that say, "Well, I'm not quite sure who I want to donate to, but I just want to donate and be part of helping improve life in Dodge County for children and families." So then people then contribute to our general grant fund, which, again, you can send it to Post Office Box 721, Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. So there's a couple different ways that people can help out. And, again, we've always been amazed about the amount of generosity that's out there for both from individuals and families as well as business and industry that have contributed.
Tom Heffron, president of the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation, joining me by phone here on Party Line this morning. You mentioned you were co-founder 6 years ago. I'm guessing you're pretty proud of what the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation has become.
We really are. And, I mean, we have a lot of different goals that we want to reach. This year we want to hit 100 funds. We hope to award out another $100,000 total to hopefully 60, 70 different Dodge County nonprofits. And we hope to get more business and industry to connect with them. And we also want to do more countywide. There are so many wonderful nonprofits that we know that are out there that have not either heard about us or have not applied. But they certainly have needs, and so we hope to get even more county impact, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that we want to do is we do want to set up a new fund area called Impact Grants, which hopefully then we can start funding small but extremely important construction projects from $5,000 to $10,000. So that's one of the things that we're working on right now.
You sound like a proud papa. having been a father myself. But then you're really happy when that son or that daughter scores a hockey goal or whatever. We've talked about people contributing to the foundation. Do you have one or two favorite stories, maybe an unusual grant that was made or something that you think really made a difference somewhere? Just a couple of quick success stories, if you will, that you know from the 6 years of the foundation.
Well, we've been very proud about, we've had a number of groups that have been running the food pantries. So whether it's Living Hope Food Pantry in Fox Lake or the Dodge County one at St. Vincent de Paul or Gathering Source, they have applied and they've asked for just some real basic things like a freezer or refrigerator or the Loaves and Fishes program at First Lutheran Church here in Beaver Dam. We sponsored one of their meals. So that has been a real important thing, and their numbers continue to go up as far as need. And so that's one area. Another area that we've had quite a few applications for that we've been funding has been playground equipment. So whether it's for Swan Park here in Beaver Dam or Clawson Park in Fox Lake or Lamira has asked for playground equipment. The library at Juneau, also the Horicon Lions Club asked for money, as well as the Horicon Phoenix program for playground equipment. So when we give them these little grants, and then they actually then order and install this equipment, that's really very, very rewarding as well. So I would say those are the two areas that come to mind right away.
I've got about, maybe a minute and a half with you, Tom, this morning. The timely matter is for nonprofit organizations that benefit the people of Dodge County to get their requests into the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation. So once again, if there is a group out there maybe not aware of this yet, tell them about how they can go about applying for a grant through the foundation.
Okay, they can go right to our website. It's an online application, and that's Beaver Dam ACF, Area Community Foundation, areaacf.com. So beaverdamacf.com. They can send an email to me, which is bdtoyman@gmail.com. They can also contact me, which is 920-763-2618, if they have questions about the application process. We'll be glad to help them.
Keep up the good work, Tom. A pleasure speaking with you. Hopefully we can do this again sometime. And if there's ever anything that the Community Foundation would like to get out, get in touch. We'll get you back on the air sometime here on a Saturday morning on WBEV.
Well, thanks for all that you do. And Good Karma is a fantastic organization. And it certainly has been a great supporter of the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation as well.
You're very welcome. Take care, Tom. Have a wonderful weekend. That again, Tom Heffron is the president of the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation. If you happen to be a leader of a nonprofit that's benefiting the area, consider, if you have not done so in the past, submitting an application for one of those grants from that great group.